A creek flows down Mill Hollow, welcoming you to Fire Ohm Earth Studio, where Lorna and Craig Trigg Hirsch create pottery, sculpture, percussion, and wind instruments. The beautiful 15-acre retreat center features a spring-fed pond, several sweat lodges, guest cottage, a meditation labyrinth, and lots of woodland trails. A restored cedar log lodge features a studio in the lower level, a movement and music studio on the middle floor, and the top floor is for resting. The place is filled with artifacts, beautiful pottery, and musical instruments.
It's called a frame drum or a hoop drum. It's one of the oldest. Women use these, a hoop with a skin, to harvest wheat. So they would hold it flat with the open side facing up and put the wheat in and bounce it on the bottom, and the chaff would separate from the wheat.
Lorna Trigg is a potter but loves to paint birds especially, and adorns her handmade drums with inked images of flying creatures and other iconography.
And I'm originally from South Africa, but I've lived in the United States for about 26 years and have been interested in dance and drum all my life. When I came to America, I got to drum. In Africa, the women dance, they don't drum. And I got to learn with a master drummer from Senegal and became really, really fascinated with the story of the drum and the history of the drum, and found out that the drum is a very early women's instrument.
She met her husband, Craig Hirsch, at a Renaissance fair. He's a flute builder. She fell in love with him and the entire scene and started crafting drums out of clay.
But then the clay drums expanded into looking at wooden drums. I now build in maple frames, always natural skins, goat, sheepskin, calfskin, fishskin. Sturgeon is from Egypt and traditional on a drum head. So I use fishskin on my Middle Eastern dumbeks, which make them really sound very Middle Eastern. I build bodhrons, Celtic bodhrons, which are also a hoop drum.
Lorna builds drums from many traditions, and they match Craig's beautifully carved flutes.
I make various flutes. I make a transverse flute, blows like a modern flute. And I make a Native American style flute. These are the ones I've concentrated on this year. I haven't been happy with these, but this year they came out very nicely. And I'm also a whistlesmith.
And this is a little clay whistle?
Yes, it's a little clay whistle, and this is the little planet one.
It looks it's round. It's about the size. It can fit in your palm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a face.
And it comes on a cord, so you can wear it, and the face shows, and then you pick it up to play it.
And can you whistle a little
Sure.
bit?
Sure.
Okay. Couple will demonstrate and provide lessons to the public for free this weekend. In fact, Lorna and Craig, 6 years ago, decided to invite other artists to open their studios to the public to immerse visitors in their creative process, which ended up as the annual Eureka Springs Artists Studio Tour.
We want you to see how the brush strokes are laid on the canvas. We want you to see how the clay is pulled from a lump into a wonderful vessel. We want you to understand what a torch and a welder can put together. The tour's terrific.
16 artists altogether will be available all weekend from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on this self-guided studio tour. Right down the road, you can visit with muralist and oil painter Larry Mansker. And from there, pop in to see jeweler Chan Stanley. South of town are the paintings and metalwork of Rich and Janet Goodyear, pottery painting and sculpture by Sarah and Terry Russell, assemblage by Maureen Daly, and etchings, paintings, and sculpture by Diana and Bob Harvey. Lots of creative couples mystical realist painter Cynthia Ray Robbins' studios in the quaint carriage house on a narrow Eureka Street uptown. And adjacent to historic Crescent Hotel, talented pastel artist Rebecca Becker, who operates the Prospect Gallery, showing the work of two other artists because their studios are too remote. Multimedia imagery by retired Hollywood animator Drew Gentle, and lyrical figure drawings and impressionist acrylic paintings by Carol Sari. She attended the Parsons School of Design and has lived all over the country before moving here in 2005. During the tour, she'll be painting Hindu religious figures on canvas.
Right now, I'm doing very small paintings of a Lord Nataraj and a Saraswati and a Lakshmi figure. And I do these from time to time, so this is the latest batch.
And Prospect Gallery owner, who's also a former Chicago Art Institute instructor, Rebecca Becker, will be on hand drawing photorealistic and very lush pastels.
And Carol Sari, Drew Gentle, and I will all be here, all having setups, working, painting, and can't wait to see everybody pouring in the door and being blown away by all of our work and the rest of the work in the gallery. So, also getting to peek inside an 1887 Victorian home, which is the setting for the gallery, and I think the most stunning views inside and out in Eureka Springs.
Another fine view can be seen from inside the beautiful 5,000-square-foot craftsman-style home perched on Lookout Point, overlooking Grotto Spring Reservation, recently built by Susan and Jim Nelson. They operate the popular Nelson Leather Company, Crazy Bone Gallery, and several apparel stores in town. But Jim, who has a master's in art from Syracuse University, is devoting less time to retailing and more time to studio art. He's very adept at painting and drawing, but has veered off into works on wood, scribing, painting it, and arranging large cut chunks into huge, colorful puzzles. His studio is in the lower level of their home.
Outside, beneath the porch.
Beneath the screen porch. And I can make a big mess out here, and it's fine, and it just gets, use the leaf blower and blow all the sawdust away and sweep it, and Susan can't hold it against me, usually. The bigger pieces usually are drawn, and then I use the drawings as references to build them. Smaller ones, I'll just make a whole bunch of pieces and then lay them all out on the floor and start putting them together in little puzzles that I like, compositions that please me, my eye, even though there was no original intent, you know, there was no big plan for the smaller ones. They just kind of are more improvisational.
These are not sculpture. These are constructed high-relief wall hangings, like number 148, titled Don't Do Dat. It's a 2-by-5-foot-long image of stained glass, but painted on adjoined pieces of fir. He prefers to work in basswood, pine, western cedar, and maple, routing and carving in texture, sanding and applying multiple washes and layers of acrylic paint, then sealing all of it with wax. Finished compositions are large, some 8 feet tall.
It's a great process. It's lots of fun. Sometimes it's a struggle.
He shows the work in J.A. Nelson Gallery. That's his own gallery located above his store Crazy Bone in downtown Eureka Springs. But this weekend, you can see him at work in his home studio on commission.
And here's the sketches. Can everybody see these sketches? They're very good. So you can see the texture. But I may not use those. Those are just suggestions of possible patterns that I can carve into the wood.
Jim says his wood compositions are abstract, but patrons often project.
Which is great. Leave it open. And I like there to be plenty of room for interpretation. They're big, huge wooden doodles that have been refined.
Hear the crickets. Some artists are able to conjugate the work, others not so much. And this is why you must see the work of J.A. Nelson and this wonderful collection of Eureka Springs artists on the 6th annual Adventure into Art Studio Tour, For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.